President Trump has fired embattled Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem and says he wants Senator Mark Wayne Mullen to replace her. We'll talk more about Noem's controversial tenure at DHS elsewhere in the show. Here, we're going to learn more about Mullen. The Oklahoma Republican is in his first term. He's been one of Trump's most reliable defenders in Congress. For more on Mullen, we're joined by NPR congressional reporter Sam Greenglass. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Scott.
So Mullen's a relatively new face in the Senate. Mm-hmm. What can you tell us about him?
Yeah, he just got to the Senate in 2023 after winning a special election to fill out the term of former Senator James Inhofe. Mullen is the first tribal citizen in the Senate since 2005 as an enrolled member of the Cherokee Nation. He previously served in the House for a decade, and before Congress, his career was in the family construction business. He went to college on a wrestling scholarship, but left early to help the family business when his dad got sick. And he later got an associate degree. He's also a rancher and a former MMA fighter.
What stands out about his time on the Hill?
Mullen has been a vocal defender of President Trump, including just this week, backing the president's decision to launch strikes against Iran. Mullen serves on a handful of committees, including Indian Affairs and notably the powerful Appropriations Committee. And that's important right now because Congress is in a standoff over funding the Department of Homeland Security. That's because Democrats are pushing for changes to how immigration agents operate after officers shot and killed two U.S. citizens in Minneapolis. Mullen has defended Trump's approach to immigration enforcement, including recently on CNBC.
We want the ICE agents to enforce the nation's laws. Why? Because we're a nation that enforces laws, and we don't want to be a lawless nation.
Like you said, that standoff is ongoing. What role might Mullen play in all of that?
I mean, Mullen would be taking over a department that could still be shut down, so it is hard to imagine that he won't play a role in publicly pushing for Democrats to fund it. What I will be watching for is if he plays a part behind the scenes in negotiating a deal to do that. Mullen is respected for having the ear of the president and also his old colleagues in the House, and that's one reason why he was one of the senators involved in talks to end the record-long shutdown last fall. And at that time, I asked him about his approach to negotiating with Democrats.
We don't always agree, but we can be friends. That's a benefit right now of having relationships because we trust each other and we can have candid conversations. So what we're trying to be is proactive.
Now, Mullen does not have a background in Homeland Security, and this agency does a lot of stuff, not just immigration and customs enforcement, but also the Coast Guard, airport security, disaster management, and cybersecurity.
Mullen's just been named by Trump today. He needs to be confirmed by the Senate for a cabinet pick. How likely does that seem?
Well, President Trump says Mullen will start March 31st, but it is really up to the Senate and how fast they confirm him. All this seems to have come together rather quickly. Here's Mullen speaking to reporters this afternoon.
Yeah, the president and I have already talked. Obviously, the statement went out, but we need to talk with the president, and we're going to get on the same page and do what we need to do.
The confirmation process will begin in the Homeland Security Committee. Mullen has clashed with its chair, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky. But senators have historically had easier confirmations. You know, they're being voted on by their colleagues. And sometimes they get healthy bipartisan support, like Secretary of State Marco Rubio did. And, you know, after the crisis in Minneapolis, many Republican senators especially trained their criticism on Kristi Noem, saying leadership change was needed at the top. So I think many of them will see Mullen as a steadier hand that they can trust.
Lastly, real quick, if he does get confirmed, what do we know about who would fill his Senate seat?
Yeah, Mullen was actually up for re-election this year. Oklahoma law says the governor will pick a replacement to finish his term, and there is still time for candidates to declare to run for the full 6 years.
NPR congressional reporter Sam Greenglass, thanks so much.
No problem.